How about some dude knowledge?
This is where we ask questions that are all steeped in knowledge that typical guys should know, right? We're going to say hi to Kim calling us from Jeff. Hey there, Kim.
Hey, good morning.
Hey. Kim's 5'5", has brown hair, works for an insurance company, has been married 15 years. Look at that.
We are really excited for that.
Things going well, Kim?
Yeah, can't complain.
All right, great. All right, so we're going to test you on your dude knowledge. All these are questions that are geared towards men, towards guys. You can always ask Kelly for help with one. I don't know how well that'll bode for you.
But it's always a gamble.
Yeah, here we go. Question number one. Kim, you ready?
Yep.
Here we go. What's the purpose of a car's alternator?
Oh, gosh. To start the car?
Well, I mean, kind of, but I can't give that to you.
Does that, like, help charge the battery?
Yeah, it charges the battery and it powers all the car's electronics.
Look at that, I'm practically a mechanic!
Yeah, that's what you are. All right, so.
Kelly.
All right, yeah, I know.
I know,
but I get it. You didn't want to like use Kelly out the gate.
Yeah, the first question. Yeah.
Right.
All right, here we go. Question two, dude knowledge. What is the name of the new Louisville football team that's joining the UFL in 2026?
I know.
Oh God.
I know. Tag me in.
Okay, Kelly. Go.
The Kings.
The Louisville Kings is correct.
Yeah!
Yes. There you go. Yep. All right. Good job. Question three. Dude knowledge. What type of small knife is used mainly for peeling fruits and vegetables?
Oh, gosh. My husband is going to kill me if I don't get this one. He's a chef.
He's a chef? Your husband cooks like mine does in the household, right?
Yeah, I don't think Kelly's going to be any help for you here, but...
Is it a paring knife?
That's what I was thinking.
Yes, it is a paring knife.
All right, yay!
Yep, it is. Good job.
Yeah.
All right, two more questions. Doing well. Okay. Doing well, Kim. This is a multiple choice, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
Multiple choice.
Maybe.
This should be easier. In baseball, Kim...
Mm-hmm.
How many runs would be scored if a player hits a grand slam? 3, 4, or 5?
1, 2, 3. It's 4.
You sure?
Yes.
Yes, 4. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Good job. All right, last question. Kim, you are dripping in dude knowledge.
Yes, you are.
What a catch. What a catch. All right. Yes, that's right. All right, last question. Kim, Milwaukee is a company that makes mostly what?
Beer?
Did you say beer?
Yeah.
What? Milwaukee beer! Right? Isn't that a brand
Milwaukee's
beer?
Best.
Milwaukee's best, that's what I meant.
No. Power tools.
You should also accept beer.
That's not what I was going for.
But it's also true. It doesn't make it not true.
Yes, yeah, I know. Everybody's got to fit. Like, you've got to... All right, well, we're a Black & Decker family. We're a DeWalt family. We're a Steel family. We're a Milwaukee family. Yeah. All right, well, hey, Kim, you know what? 3 out of 5 ain't bad.
I'm going to give you a 0.5 on that. That was kind of right. It's not a lie.
It is not you to dish out points. Listen, sorry, Kim. I don't mean for you to hear us fight like this. But hang tight. We're going to hook you up with a prize anyways, all right?
Perfect.
All right, cool. Hang on. Yeah, no worries.
You know what I'm getting you for Christmas?
What?
Milwaukee's best beer.
You know what? The Beast? The Beast?
I don't know. Again. I drink Arbor Mist and Mike's Hard Lemonade.
You know what? Maybe that's a question later. It's like, what beer is nicknamed the Beast?
Milwaukee Best.
See, there you go. And that's a future.
What's that next week?
Listen, that's a future answer for you.
Okay,
at
great.
Some point.
You're
all right. All right. There it is. A little dude knowledge for you.